Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
Hey, guess what?
What?
We're traveling.
Woohoo! Yay! Yay!
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Like, right now, we're on the road. So we're actually recording this ahead of time.
Wait, we're in two places at once?
Kind of,
are
yeah.
Are we wizards?
Sure.
Okay.
Or mutants, maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, wait, no, they're not in Disney
No,
yet.
They're not in Disney.
So we were planning on doing our decades episode.
Yep.
Like we said at the end of the last episode.
Yep.
And then Disney surprised everyone.
Yep.
And made some big news.
The biggest Disneyland news since, hey, we're opening.
Yeah.
This is big.
Yeah.
So.
Pretty big. So we're going to do a whole episode on this news because we're not going to have news for the next episode because it's going to be way too far in the future.
Right.
And we're not wizards.
Right.
And we cannot see the future.
Or mutants.
Right.
But we're still doing our decades episode. We're just doing it next.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just switching.
Yes.
Because big news.
We're gonna focus on the big news.
Yes.
About the Magic Key program.
Woo. That was me. I don't know why I sounded haunted. I was trying to go for magic. Yes. Okay. This is big. Before we get to that, though, hey, Brandon, what are you drinking?
I am drinking some delicious iced coffee.
Yay!
Because I've been getting up way too early.
Yeah.
Watching the Olympics, and I am very tired.
Fair.
And it's too late for hot coffee.
Yes, because it's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Iced coffee it is. Thank you for making me iced coffee. I am drinking the same.
Cheers.
Cheers. Hold on.
Clank.
They're plastic glasses. That's what it sounded like.
Well, mine's plastic.
Mine's glass. Do you have a nerd thing you're currently in the future?
Yeah.
In the past?
I'm getting up way too early to watch the Olympics because the Olympics are still on when we're recording this. And
yes, but not when it comes out.
No.
It's very confusing.
Very confusing.
Me too. Yeah, we just won a gold medal today. It's exciting.
Not us personally.
No, definitely not. Okay, What If is currently on. We haven't been watching episodes or anything like that. So typically we'd be going into the news. Our whole episode is news. So you ready to talk about it?
Well, yeah, no. But What If is out?
Yeah, but we don't know anything about it.
No. Well, I know something.
Oh, what do you know?
About it. Apparently there was a rejected plot line from one of the episodes.
Oh?
Because it was too close to the actual plot of Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
You did tell me that.
So, that's interesting.
It's like, yeah, no, we can't use this. And she's like, but why not? It's like two-thirds of the plot. Oh, okay.
And there is a slight possibility that they might spin off some of these into live action.
That's really cool.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, there's not near enough Marvel content.
I don't know if that's just a rumor or what.
But. I actually do have a little bit more news as well that isn't related to Magic Key. Speaking of these spin-offs and live action and Marvel and things. I have heard that it looks like Ms. Marvel, after all, will be postponed until 2022. I don't know if that's official or if that's rumor, but, like, are we surprised?
Well, they're running out of days.
Running out of months.
I
get they're
kind of
like,
too bad. It's weird because they just announced that it was coming out in 2021.
Yeah,
like,
they must have had some issues or something.
Maybe
I don't
some
know.
Reshoots to come.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Something. I'm not sure. And like I said, I don't know if that's rumor. I don't know if that's
100%. I had not seen that one, so it is news to me.
Yes, I saw it like late last night and was going to tell you.
Okay, well, it's a short episode, so why don't we just get right at that main topic
this
week.
That sounds awesome. Disney A News Update. At the park. So, Magic Key program. Hey, keys. We like keys.
Well, this kind of key is going to be a heck of a lot more useful than the other kind of keys.
If you're new here, we have maybe gone on rants about keys, and then literally the next day I ended up getting keys. But, key program. These ones, there are only four.
Mm-hmm. There's only four, yeah.
Yeah, that's step one. So, this is replacing the previous annual pass program.
Mm-hmm. Which, there was like seven tiers.
Oh, there were so many.
Like
there were a lot. Well, and it was tough because they had their basic ones, which I think is basically what these four are. But then there was also the Flex Pass, which...
The Flex Pass was brand new.
Brand new. And then there was another pass which covered Disneyland and Disney World.
Which no longer exists.
So... do you want to just kind of go through each key?
Yeah, so why don't we talk about the Flex Pass? Because that was That was new. Mm-hmm. And basically is the precursor to what is existing now with these magic keys.
And I think it was the first indication that Disney wanted to go this direction in the first place.
Yes, I think this was happening regardless eventually.
Mm-hmm.
The COVID shutdown, it just has accelerated it.
Yeah, I think it like was a chance for a reset and a start anyway with... probably fewer traditional annual pass holders complaining, although there was also plenty of that.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, change is hard on everyone.
Exactly.
So
we knew they were looking at revamping anyway. Of course, they suspended the annual pass program. We knew they were revamping based on the fact that they sent out surveys and stuff like that, and a lot of them were geared towards looking like a flex pass. That was the newest one.
Yeah, it was new, and it was cheap, and it didn't have any blackouts. And
which was a big deal.
Was a big deal. But I think that only had two reservation.
Yeah, that's, if I remember correctly, that's
what it was. But it was a reservation-based annual pass.
Yes.
Which was a new concept when it was announced.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like a steal of a deal. That's what we were looking at getting.
Yeah.
For ourselves, even as out-of-towners, out-of-countryers,
yeah,
it would have been a really good deal, and we can work around that reservation system.
Well, the big thing was those blackout dates. So I remember, like, in the forums and things like that, people would say, well, this was only good for local people because of the reservation dates. And other people would say, no, it's only good for out-of-towners because of the lack of blackout dates. Because the blackout dates are always the days when you're out-of-towners anyway are going to be traveling. So... we were kind of, that was the one we were looking at.
Yeah, I think it was good for everyone because there was no blackout dates and it was reasonably priced.
Yep, and you still got your percentage off. I think it was like 10% off or something like that, your merch and your food. But you were right, it was only 2 days.
Only 2 days.
Because I remember us saying, man, even if it was three, it would be awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
So now we're entering the Magic Pass program, and all passes are going to have reservation. Well, all tickets still have reservations required at Disneyland and under the current situation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fine. But all these passes, you're going to have reservations.
Yes.
And the different tiers have different amounts of reservations.
Right.
So let's start off with the bottom tier for, and it's this one's limited to only California residents.
Okay, yeah. So let's, obviously we're not getting this one.
No.
because we are not, not only California residents, this is SoCal only.
SoCal only, and the way they do that is by zip code. You have to enter your zip code.
Yeah. Now, this does replace a SoCal pass that existed. So this one is kind of geared towards the same, which was also the cheapest. It had a ridiculous number of blackout dates. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
So does this one.
I was not quite aware. Like, I knew it had blackout dates, but I was not quite aware as to how many.
Mm-hmm.
You basically are not going in the summer.
At all.
And you're not going most weekends.
Right. Throughout the whole time, you're not going anything that is a holiday week. You are not going, like I said, most weekends. You are not going, like, the month of December, part of January.
June, July, August, most of December or all of December,
mm-hmm.
most of January.
The end of November. You're not going any of those times.
Any time that it's going to be slightly busy. So you're on off times. But, I mean, if you're a local... And this is the cheapest pass. It's only like $400.
Right.
That might be intriguing.
It might be,
like,
something that works for you.
You probably don't, like, if you're going there all the time, you really don't want to go in as busy anyway.
True. Yeah, if you're not worried about all the holiday type stuff, and you want to just go when there's the fewest crowds and things like that anyway, and you have that availability where you can go during the week, this might be something you're interested in. So, Imagine Key. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
So this one...
Oh, the price.
Yeah.
$390. Now, this is in U.S. dollars because, of course, it's in Disneyland. Yeah. $399. Now, there are payment plans for all of these for California residents only. So it is $19 a month if you want to go on the payment plan. And after $179 down payment. And the down payment is the same across the board, regardless of which one you go for. So I'll just... like, say that now.
Yeah. Okay, no, and how many reservations do you get with that one?
This one, you only are allowed two at a time. Before we go any further, let's just talk about this reservation thing, because I think there's a lot of confusion. There will be more details and stuff like that coming up, particularly when these actually go on sale. But the way the FlexPass worked was, as soon as you used one, you could make another. So let's say...
it's going to be the same.
Yeah, exactly. So let's say you have the Imagine Key. And you have a Tuesday and Wednesday booked, and you go and you use the Tuesday, And then at the end of the day, once you've used your Tuesday, you look and you realize the Thursday has openings. You can book that right away. Like, so that's kind of the way, if you want to say, just add, to add on. The problem is that's not, of course, guaranteed in advance.
No, with this one, though, it's going to be non-busy days anyway.
Yeah, because so you're going blackout days.
You probably don't need more than two reservations anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not clear on when the cutoff is. Is it as soon as you check into the park on your reservation day that you can make another reservation?
I think what I'm not 100% sure. What is kind of clicking around my brain from FlexPass was this after 12, like afternoon.
Mm.
So like if you were in the afternoon, or it might have been like after, it was after a specific time.
I'm sure we'll see more clarifications once people begin testing it and stuff like that.
Right. Now, this one does not have anything to do with parking, so you're paying for parking if you drive, and it is 10% off select merchandise, 10% off select food and beverage. So, yeah, basically this is replacing your SoCal ticket.
So this was the big omission, although it doesn't really affect anything right now.
Right.
So we're expecting something to come down the road, maybe.
Yeah.
Depending on how things go. But annual passes used to have included or as an add-on the Max Pass option. And this, of course, has no mention of that because, A, there's no Max Passes right now.
Right.
B, there's no Fast Passes at all right now.
Right.
And C, there's some speculation that they might get rid of all that altogether.
Look at
similar
Disneyland.
To Disneyland Paris.
Yep.
Which... you showed me what they're doing there because I had no idea.
Yeah.
And they're literally charging per person per ride
yep.
for a fast pass.
Which means if you and I wanted to go to the front of the line on something, we're paying each.
And not an insignificant amount. Yeah. It was like 8 to 15 euros per person.
Isn't that crazy?
Per ride.
Per ride.
And a lot of other parks have a fast pass system that you pay for, but it's per day.
Right, what Max Pass was.
It's expensive, but I will never ever spend per person per ride.
I will stand in the lineup.
I would, yeah.
Before Fast Pass came along, we stood in lineups. So
exactly, and the lineups are going to be smaller because there's no Fast Pass, right?
So, true.
Like, yeah, you'll have to wait more, and you won't be as efficient as you could have been with a Fast Pass, but.
Maybe that's why you get the magic key, so you go more often.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
But yeah, so I'm very curious to see what happens. I'm hopeful that it's just, well, Fast Pass isn't available right now. Anyway, you can get Max Pass as an add-on.
As an add-on.
I'm hoping so.
Yeah, I don't want it to be a per-person, per-ride thing. If it's a pay-for thing, I want it to be a decent package deal that I feel good about getting rather than going, ugh.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Spend $15 to go ride Space Mountain.
No, I will stand in the lineup for Space Mountain. Okay, so that's the Imagine Key.
Yeah, so let's move on to the ones that we can actually get.
Right.
Because there's three more tiers.
Yes.
That get progressively more expensive.
Yep.
And they're similar. They're all reservation-based.
So some of them are similar to previous ones, and you could definitely tell where the influence came from.
Yeah, they kind of consolidated some, like, because there's only three, and so they consolidated. And so the first one is...
the Enchant Key. So the Enchant Key is $649. This one, if you were living in California, it could be $40 a month after that initial down payment.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing we should mention is all of these, the reservation is for one or both theme parks. Okay.
Right. So the way they have reservations for like for regular tickets is the same thing. You can buy a park hopper ticket and if there's a park hopper slot open at either park, you can book that and then start park hopping at 1 p.m.
1 p.m. still. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what is interesting here is the Imagine Key and the Enchant Key both say reservation-based admission to one or both theme parks select days of the year. The next tier up, it's most days of the year. And the final tier up is every day of the year. So that just tells you where they're going for. Big deal is here.
Yeah, so this Enchant Key, it's still heavily blacked out.
Yes.
It's heavily blacked out.
So now, this is the one we looked at to begin with.
It's not as blacked out as the SoCal specific one.
Right, the Imagine Key, right.
But you're still, like, basically all of June, all of July, and half of August, and all holidays.
All holidays.
Most of December.
Yeah, a lot of full weekends, like most weekends. This is heavily blacked
basically
out.
It's whenever schools are out, which as a teacher,
yeah, that's not great for me.
Doesn't really work that well.
No. So here's the other difference. This one you can have up to 4 park reservation holds at a time.
Four reservations is double the other one.
We saw this and we're like, ooh, 4, that's perfect, that's fantastic, that's what we'd use anyway. And then we looked at the blackout dates and went, never mind.
Yeah.
Like, if it's not gonna happen.
If there was less blackout dates with only 4 reservations, I would be fine with it.
Yes. So this one also doesn't have anything to do with parking.
Which we don't need either.
10% off select merchandise, 10% off select food and beverage.
Which was your standard AP discounts from before,
exactly.
Unless you were at like the super high tiers.
Right, right. So here's your basic, either your very basic if you aren't a SoCal resident, or you're very flexible on your dates, because you're not going during any of those high.
Yeah. If you can pull your kids out of school and you're not a teacher, then this one might be okay.
Right.
Like, visiting when it's not busy is always preferable to me, anyway.
Totally.
You have a better experience for your time and money
and especially if you can go repeatedly, because part of the thing with going during the non-busy times is, of course, that's when most of the rides being down and things like that happen, the refurb stuff. But if you're going several times...
They can have refurbs, but if you're smart about it, you can actually pick up, like, they spin up these things early, like say Christmas season. November is not busy, but they'll have everything ready to go, and you can enjoy pretty much everything.
You just have to be able to be flexible on your dates, because that's the big one with this one. But otherwise it's, like we said, $6.49, so this is your solid choice if you can be flexible on those dates. Next we have the Believe Key. Now, this one is $949. It's $65 a month after your down payment if you are a California resident and can do the payment plan. Now, like I said before, this one, the wording is most days of the year, because that's where you're going to get the big difference. This one, you can also have up to 6 park reservations at a time.
So this is the max amount of reservations. Both the final tiers here have 6.
That's true.
6 reservations, which is a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
The only concern, I guess, as out-of-towners, if you wanted to have a week vacation or longer, you're not guaranteed to be able to go every day, because you can only book up to 6, and then once you start using them, of course, then you can roll that over.
But you're not promised. You're not guaranteed.
And if you're going a long ways and you're paying for your hotel and your flight and everything, that can be kind of a bummer.
Right, exactly. So you have to be, like, mentally flexible in that time, and just consider that when you're booking.
Well, and there's other things you can do in Southern California, Anaheim. There's Universal, there's Knott's.
Well, what is wrong with a pool day and some downtown Disney time?
Yeah, exactly.
Then you don't have to spend your merch shopping time when you're riding attractions and stuff.
Exactly. So
you plan differently.
If you're flexible enough to have a non-park day in there, you're probably not going to have to worry about it too much.
But it might happen.
Especially with this one, you're starting to get into a little bit of busier days. Mm-hmm. There might be some things that book up.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I think with the reservation system, you're going to be competing with annual pass holders as well as regular.
Yeah.
Like, they're gonna cut off, especially until they have full capacity.
Right.
Which is a fluctuating situation. So
since we're talking about that, I know one question that's been asked is, like, are they limiting the amount of passes? They are reserving the right to limit the amount of passes, but the thing is, the reservation system is where you're going to find your limits.
Yeah, that's going to be the limit. They want your money.
Yeah.
And the only way they're going to limit passes sold is if it gets, like, really out of hand,
where
reservations are booked instantly, and they just have a bunch of unhappy people that can't go to the park even though they've paid for a pass.
Right, exactly.
So, they're covering their butts by saying that they may limit the pass sales, but I would expect that to not be a thing.
I would agree with you. I think the limits are going to be in the reservation system, and that's going to be a fluctuating target depending on COVID numbers, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see as capacity ramps up, we'll see what this ends up actually looking like in reality.
Yeah. And so, I mean, we still have our tickets to go.
We do.
And well, we have to see if they're going to extend them again, because the borders are still not open.
Yeah.
And we do have a specific Canadian resident ticket. So.
Yeah. But we can't use it, like, legally.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's only to December 21st still. And that's rapidly approaching.
Time is approaching for that. So we'll see.
We'll see. Anyway, but
they do keep the value, though.
The point is, we were going to use our 5-day park hopper and then upgrade it before that expired, like before our last day was over, into an annual pass.
When we,
and
that then we were looking at the flex pass.
Yeah, and then go for the following year a few times. Mm-hmm. We would still like to do that, and if we were to do that, this would probably be the tier that we'd be looking at.
Yes.
Because yes, we wouldn't go through during Christmas anyway, because that's way too busy.
Yeah.
Even though you are off then.
Yes.
But, like, flights and hotels and everything is way more expensive, so we wouldn't go anyway. And the summer's more, like, pretty much open with
this
one.
Yeah, there's some sporadic...
like July 4th
days
and stuff like that. We wouldn't want to go then anyway.
October Saturdays are blocked
off. October Saturdays are blocked off, which I guess are popular for the Halloween-y stuff.
Mm-hmm. But they have the Halloween events on different days. And like you said, if you wanted to do an after-hours ticket, like that's a separate ticket anyway.
Mm-hmm. Which gets you a park access for
or
the afternoon anyway.
Or you go for
anyway,
a long weekend and you know, like you said, there's Universal, there's whatever else. So,
and some of our Canadian holidays are actually different than the American ones, which works out quite nicely for that as well.
Looking at you, Canadian Thanksgiving.
Canadian Thanksgiving, Remembrance Day.
Mm-hmm. May Long.
Although, yeah, no, that's a week after Memorial Day, I believe.
And then Easter we found interesting because I actually get a week off at Easter. And we saw that there was a week blocked in Easter and thought, oh, well, that's got to be that week. Nope. No, it is blocked the week before. So if we have any listeners in California, can you please explain that to us?
I think that they get off the week before Easter and we get off the week, or you get off the week after.
That must be it. So anyway, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So this is the one, if we were going to do one, we haven't 100% decided, but if we were going
to
do one.
Well, we have to look at our schedules and our finances and our other holidays that we're booked into.
It's true. This one has far fewer blackout dates. Like it says, it is available most days of the year. So this would be the possibility, I guess, because, you know, there are still some blackouts during when I'm off, but there are some possibilities still.
Yeah, we would get the 3-ish trips that we were planning on in no problem with this one.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, this one, you get 10% off select merchandise, 10% off select food and beverage, and this is the first one that has parking options, 50% off theme park parking. That wouldn't really apply to us.
No.
Because we just go to our hotel.
Yeah, we don't rent a car or anything like that, so it wouldn't matter.
But for everyone else, if this is a concern, and if you want anything to do with parking, you're going for the top tier. So this one is 50%.
I wish there was a fifth tier in between the bottom, Enchant key at $650 with all the blackouts, and the Believe key at $950 with very few blackouts, but parking included, or, well,
oh,
not
okay,
50% off. Mm-hmm. I wish there was one with no parking, 4 reservations, and less blackouts for, like, $725 or something. Like, split the difference, and then that would be
perfect for us.
Ideal for us.
Yeah. So, we could make four park reservations at a time definitely work. If we have 6, we'll often use 6, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you can guarantee yourself more days in the park 90 days out, but...
Which is when you can book is 90 days.
Right. Yeah,
and it's
said that yet. Yeah.
No, it's a rolling calendar, so, yeah.
So, I wish there was one more tier, honestly.
Yeah.
Because, like, neither of these are aimed at us.
Nope.
Specifically, like, we get...
Yeah.
We like parts of both of them, and maybe they will come out with different tiers.
Maybe they added as they went last time around.
Exactly.
So before we start talking about the pros and cons to a little bit more of our thought process here, let's talk about the final tier, the top tier. This is replacing what was the Signature Pass, which is the Dream Key.
Signature Plus.
Yes, that's right. So this one, if you wanted to, after the down payment, if you wanted to do monthly, you're looking at $102 per month. The Dream Key is $13.99, so it's $1,400.
$1,400.
And this one is every day of the year.
Yep. No, so, no blackouts, except if you don't reserve in
then
time.
Then that's exactly, yeah. This is, again, up to 6 park reservation holds at a time, 20% off select merch, 15% off food and beverage, and theme park parking is included. And now, that is not nothing. Theme park parking is very expensive.
If you're driving to the park, you're spending, what, it was like $30 a day,
I think? Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
The answer is a lot. This is basically the one for everyone who used to have those, I'm going to go to Disneyland X amount of times every week, I'm going to stop there whenever, I'm fairly local, I can go a lot. And it seems people are mostly happy with this because it's very close to what was existing previously, with, of course, the big difference being the reservation system. I also find it interesting that this is 6 and the next tier is 6. They didn't up the Dream Key more, actually.
Yeah. I am a little surprised at that as well. I thought there was going to be one with 10.
That's what I thought this one would be.
Yeah, it just... The number was in my head. Yeah. It seems like a nice round number. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I guess their data scientists figured that's what's good. And
yeah.
And so in addition to the reservation system, like you can hold 6, there is the no-show policy
as well.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk about that before we go into some of these other perks here.
Yeah. So the no-show policy, if you don't show up to 3 reservations
within
in a row,
30 days.
In 30 days, and you just don't show up, you don't check into the park.
Yeah.
You've reserved and don't check in.
Yeah.
You get blocked out for 30 days.
That's what it was. Sorry, I didn't mean to say within 30 days. I was just thinking 30 days blocked. Yeah, you're 3 in a row.
I think it's 3 within 90 days, and then you get blocked out.
Right.
I think you get blocked out for 30.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, don't no show. They don't want you to do that.
Well, yeah, because that would
you can cancel any reservation up to 11:59 the night before. So there's really no excuse. Just hold a reservation that you can't use.
Yeah. So I'm just going to go through the additional benefits kind of this. Now, most of these are really reminiscent of what the annual pass benefits were before, but let's just go over in case you didn't know. Magic Key, and this is directly from the Disneyland Parks blog. Magic Key holders will have access to an array of special offerings.
Okay, we could do without the flowery
language. Okay, fine. but basically, throughout the year, there's different things like dedicated dining experiences and custom menu items. There is Magic Key Terrace. So basically, this was the AP area before.
Which I had actually never heard of.
But I only knew it because of the YouTubers that I follow.
I honestly did not know this was a thing. But anyway.
Anyway, there are special offerings at festivals just for Magic Key holders. Which they had for AP.
Special popcorn buckets.
Exactly. Special t-shirts. And Magic Key Holder Celebration Month. We have theories as to when that'll be.
My guess is September.
I'm agreeing with that.
Or May.
I was guessing March.
Maybe March.
Because it's just before spring break.
Yeah.
Or February. No, they do a Valentine's Day event.
Some places have a spring break in March.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, I think you're on to September.
Yeah.
I think you're on to something with September.
September would be, like, if I was putting a bet down on it, it's going to be September.
Because it's going to be the slowest one. I mean, yes, at the end of the month, they do start the Halloween event, but that's the end of the month, so... Yeah.
No, I'm going to guess September.
Okay. And then, anyway, yeah, there's different surprises, there's different merch, things like that. And there's a Magic Key portal that's on the Disneyland app to more deeply engage directly with... I don't know. I'm going to guess there's probably like forums and stuff like that. And
Keytastic.
Exactly. Now, for the first 66 days that they're
offering. To celebrate 66 years
exactly,
of Disneyland.
Exactly. That's right.
Yeah.
Anyone who becomes a Magic Key holder in that first 66 days, there's going to be like a welcome package. Basically, a special pin, button, magnet, things like that. And apparently, there's going to be limited time experience at Starcade in Tomorrowland that begins on September 1st, only for Magic Key holders. And basically, there's like you get to enjoy complimentary charging stations. I believe it's complimentary, and photo opportunities and things like that. And they have often had, you know, special photo opportunities stuff like that for annual pass holders. So this is in the same vein.
Yeah, it's just a continuation of the other thing.
Yeah.
Just with reservations.
Exactly.
Honestly.
Exactly. Now, here's the big thing. These are going to be on sale soon.
Very soon.
That's why we decided to talk about it and kick our 90s episode to next week.
Yeah, because, like...
If you want to decide about whether or not you should buy these, if you want to get on the 66 days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
August 25th. You can buy them.
And if you buy one that day and you want to reserve, you can use your annual pass that exact same day if you can get in the same day reservation.
Yeah. Of course, you can't get in at Rope Drop because they don't go on sale until after Rope Drop. But
So what they used to do is if you had checked into the park, you could, and before you, as long as you did it before you left the park, you could apply your park ticket from that day to your...
So I see what you're saying. You bring your phone, you buy a ticket.
While you're standing
in
line.
While you're in line for, I don't know, your fifth time on Big Thunder.
Smart.
You buy the annual pass that you want. Sorry, the magic key that you
yes.
want. Oh, you're just going to unlock all the savings
exactly.
and the fun.
That's my theory. I don't 100% like, I don't know, but that's what they used to do with annual passes. As long as you did it before you left. As soon as you left the park, you're done.
Yeah.
But if you did it before you left, you could apply
could
it.
Could go just upgrade.
That's,
yeah.
That would be my thought process.
Yeah.
And then you could rope drop.
And because people have been buying tickets for 120 mm-hmm. days out, that you can apply those to an annual pass as well.
Right.
Magic key.
It's an annual pass. It's just a different type of annual pass. They yeah. just want to change the name
well,
so there isn't confusion.
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of cheesy, but the specific Magic Key merch is going to be cooler.
Oh, 100%.
Like, the branding is better than annual pass. It just
yeah.
seems so lame. Like,
yeah, this is totally on brand.
Yeah.
So
definitely.
Yeah, you're going to unlock the magic and you're going to unlock.
Yeah.
They've been doing the key thing for a while. We really should have seen it coming, really.
And, oh, and so it's going to be through the app, but if you want a physical one, you have to pay $20.
All right, okay.
I wonder if it's going to be shaped like a key or if it's just going to be a card. It should be a key.
It should be a key, and then I would kind of want one.
Yeah.
That'd be the only key I actually yeah. want to buy. That's cool. Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking forward to seeing what's up when these go on sale.
Very soon.
So exciting. Do you have any thoughts about... You said before you wanted one kind of in the middle there.
Yeah.
Do you have any other thoughts about this?
I would be almost nice to pay for a... To consider out-of-towners, because they make a lot of concessions on here for
yeah.
California residents,
yeah.
right? Which is fine. That's going to be where most of the people are coming for this anyway.
But it's also, like, cyclical. You have a lot of people who are coming from out-of-towners, but if you're coming from out-of-town and you go to a park that is 90% geared for your locals, you're going to be like, well, I'll just go to Disney World, I guess.
Yeah, because that is geared for tourists.
Mm. And, I mean, they still have people who are annual passes and who are locals who go there all the time. So I guess my hiccup with this, and there's really only my one concern, is when they were rebranding, there was this idea that we want to honor the locals. We want to honor previous annual pass holders because there were plenty of annual pass holders who weren't local and not ones from different states, but like internationally, like there are other Canadians who are annual pass holders, but they wanted to, you know, not negate the locals, but try and welcome in more.
Yeah. The thing is, like if you're traveling a long ways to Disneyland, you're going to spend more per day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you're not there all the time.
Exactly.
Even if you're an annual pass holder, you're still not going to be there all the time.
Right.
Because you got to fly there and get mm-hmm. a hotel and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're going to try and experience a lot of the park, buy more merch, etc. And that's what they want.
Oh, totally.
They want to up that dollar per guest
yep.
per day.
Exactly.
So yeah, anyway, I'm surprised to see that they have it, like the payment plan specific to California residents.
That one bothers me, actually.
Well, it doesn't bother me so much as it just seems weird.
Well, and I mean, they did that before,
yeah.
which is fine. But if you're like, how are you keeping it open to other people then? It's very, very, very geared to Californians only just by having that payment plan. If you're, and don't have a payment plan.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is there. That one's kind of like just a weird aside for
weird.
Me. But
mm-hmm.
What I would like to see is an add-on so you could like buy extra one-time reservations onto your total. So you could appease those people who want
right.
to come for a week or 10 days.
Right.
And they could just pay
exactly.
and a little bit extra to hold those days and be guaranteed that their whole 10 days that they're there.
Yeah.
Can be at the park.
And I get that being a everything is a cost. Like, I get
yeah.
that being a cost. We were watching one of our favorite YouTubers kind of break this all down last night, and someone said, well, what about me? I like to come 10 days. He's like, oh, well, they'll have to make concessions. No, they won't.
No,
they never
won't.
Have.
No.
Why on earth would they?
Well, they had the Flex Pass, which obviously didn't, but that was like a pilot program,
right.
obviously. So who knows? Maybe they will. Eventually, but it's still, this is the first in iteration of
yep.
this, like
mm-hmm.
they had the tester and now this is your
yeah.
your first launch live mark one
yeah
of a reservation pass system.
Yeah, so hopefully they fiddle with it a little bit to be a little bit more welcoming for us out-of-towners. Like, and there's no mention, hey, if you are staying at a Disneyland resort, because that apparently was a consideration, things like that. There's none of that kind of stuff in here. So maybe we'll see some shifting. Honestly, right now, though, I don't know, like, because there's only four, which is actually kind of nice that there's not, like, a whole bunch, but at the same time, there's not going to be something that's going to be a perfect fit for everyone. You're not going to make everyone happy. I think most previous annual pass holders are happy with this, or at least as happy as they could be.
Yeah, like, they're a little disappointed that they're going to have to fuss around with reservations
but
now.
But you have to in
but
most
there was
anyway.
There was a lot of doom and gloom
yeah.
coming. Like, the rumors
yeah.
were kind of scary.
Yeah.
And this is pretty close to the old system, so mm-hmm. they're pretty happy. And the prices
and
didn't...
And the prices, yeah.
Prices didn't go through the roof.
Well, the Dream Key is actually cheaper than the previous Signature Plus was.
Right.
So...
Because you have to deal with the reservations.
Right. But, like, and?
Yeah. No, I think they might have been a little scared off with this in-between period mm-hmm. where everyone was having to buy tickets and they weren't selling out as much as they thought they would.
You had a good point about that, though. Everyone knew that there was a new annual pass program coming.
Yeah.
If they didn't, maybe they would have bought more tickets.
Yeah, so there's definitely some social inertia, the way I think of it.
Mm-hmm.
They're used to buying pay one price and you go whenever you want for the year.
Right.
And they weren't going to pay a la carte.
Exactly.
Like that, like the sticker shock of that mm-hmm. would have sent a lot of people not to
right.
do it. So I think if they had held out longer, it might have come. But they do want the annual pass
they
program.
They totally do.
Of some kind.
Yeah.
Like that, it makes them way too much money.
It does. Definitely. Yeah, and it's this one seems like it's a pretty... They're getting the reservations that they wanted. You're making the annual pass holders happy now under this new program. So now they're going to be Magic Key holders instead.
I'd be curious to see the data, because like, they're going to have data scientists pouring over this.
Oh, yes.
The previous and what comes. Mm-hmm. But I'd be curious to see if people use their passes more with a reservation system than they used to.
Mm.
Like, oh, I can just go anytime.
Yeah.
And then, but you just don't.
It's kind of like going to the gym anytime.
Kind of like going to the gym. I think Disneyland's a little nicer than going to the
Definitely.
Gym.
Definitely. But no, but you have this idea and you're like, oh, I can drop in whenever.
Drop in whenever, and then you just kind of put it off. Whereas, oh, I have to plan and make reservations, then you have to go.
It's the same as...
I wonder if that, like, what that happens there.
Yeah. So, like... I'm going to stick with the gym analogy here, right? Like, if you sign up for a class and you have to go at certain times, there's actually, you're more likely to go than you are if you just have a drop-in, whatever.
Right. Yep.
It's kind of, I mean, way funner, don't get me wrong. You're going to have your diehard people
believe
who go all the time.
I believe it would be more grammatically correct to say way more fun.
No, I'm saying way funner because I'm still on summer vacation.
Okay.
Hey, I didn't correct your grammar earlier.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I'm curious to see how this all plays out, and we'll be watching and thinking, hopefully.
Well, we'll see. I don't know.
I might have to go on a Loungefly budget before that.
You're on a Loungefly budget.
Darn. Rats.
Yeah.
That would definitely help with these keys. Okay, anything else to add? Any final thoughts on this?
No, I'm curious to see how it goes.
Yeah.
And, like, they're probably gonna wait a year or two and
yeah.
then start iterating on it, so.
And raising the price on it.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, that's just a given.
Yeah.
It's always gonna go up.
Yep. Basically, they didn't raise the price this year because it was closed.
Mm-hmm.
Every January, February, they raise the price
oh, yeah.
on them, so.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they don't this January, February. There won't have been enough time, but who knows? Who knows?
Maybe they'll push it and start raising it in August instead.
Right, so it's been like a year.
Yeah.
I'm shocked that it's coming out this quickly. That's one thing. Because...
They must see that they're not selling as much tickets
yeah.
as they wanted or needed to.
I thought maybe end of September, beginning of October, in preparation for the holiday season.
But yeah, this is kind of like in opposition to the announcements of like needing masks
mm-hmm.
again indoors and
yeah.
other considerations in the state itself for resurgence of COVID with the variants, not the Loki variants, the bad kind.
Not that. Not the alligator Loki.
No.
But
no.
He's cute too. He's yeah. Face. yeah, no, the bad kind of variants. And yeah, basically just looking through the website, they're definitely covering their butts. Like they keep saying, just because you can reserve that day doesn't mean you will be available to reserve that day.
So. Oh yeah, no, they'll have covered everything off with their army of lawyers. Don't you worry.
Yeah, exactly. So
there's still probably going to be angry people phoning
100%
the customer service lines, and they will just tell them to have a magical day.
Well, and we knew they were wanting to go to reservation systems before, even when we were like in Europe and things like that. Most places pre-COVID had reservation systems.
Yeah, a lot did, right? Like museums and yes. And all sorts of things.
And that's only going to increase now with and then after COVID. So they wanted to move towards this anyway. This is actually more flexible than I was expecting.
Yeah.
So I think it's pretty...
It's pretty flexible.
Especially if you get those that high key.
Once the capacity returns to a pre-COVID yes. level, mm-hmm. a maximum COVID level, you're going to be able to reserve same day
most of the time. You better be on. For if you know it's going to be busy, get on it that 90 days in advance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. So, big news.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was at the park news.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk 90s next week.
Yeah, we are going to still talk 90s.
Yeah, yeah. So sorry if you're waiting on the 90s episode there.
But we needed an extra episode to cover while we're on vacation, and this yeah. was just like a prime opportunity.
Oh, and it big, like I said, big news, right?
So yeah, like a quicker filler episode, but mm-hmm. Big news.
Yeah.
At the park.
Exactly. Good. Yeah, two birds, one stone. So that is our show for today. Thanks to El Mule, who's responsible for our custom theme song that you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, and you can also find us on social media, Instagram at disneya.podcast, Facebook at disneya, and Twitter at disneyapodcast. We'd love to hear from you. You can find Disney A episodes on your favorite streaming platforms, and especially on Apple Podcasts. We would really appreciate any reviews or ratings that you would give us.
Cool.
We'll read them on an episode. You can listen to our newest episodes on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. And I would definitely check that out because, like you said, we're traveling. And when we get back, man, are we going to have a lot of videos.
Yeah, when we get back.
When we get back.
We're not editing and posting while we're gone.
No, but we actually have videos that will be going up. So we have a video that goes up every Friday, and then our podcast episode goes up on Monday. So definitely check that out, too. You can see previous adventures up there now. You can also listen to Disney A episodes on Magic of the Mouse Radio Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. And you can listen to Magic of the Mouse Radio on Live 365, MyTuner Radio, Radio Garden, and basically all the radio station apps. You can also listen to sounds and music of all of the parks, but especially Disneyland, because that's the one we bring you. Mm-hmm. Well, you're getting excited to purchase your magic key.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen to Disneyland. Join us next week. We're going to chat about... Actually the 90s.
Actually the 90s.
Well, except we're breaking the 90s up into two parts, like we talked about last episode.
The 90s is a big...
A lot goes on in the
big
90s.
Big chunky thing yeah. there, yeah.
So we're dividing a line in half. We're going to do 1990 to 94 and then 95 to 99. So that's how half works.
That's how math works. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And man, are there some big ones in the first half of the 90s.
Yeah.
So you definitely want to join us and hear us talk about that. So I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
Till that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A. I might have to go on a Loungefly budget before that.
You're on a Loungefly budget.